Proverbs 12:12 says, "The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit." I've had friends in my younger years that I've parted ways with because they just seemed attracted to following trouble. And at some point I realized that these guys were really just trying to mimic other men who they saw as successful or just living the kind of lifestyle that they wanted to live. And the problem wasn't their desire to mimic other men. The problem was that those men were not good, God-fearing Christian men. And that is what our proverb is describing when it says, "The wicked desireth the net of evil men." You can tell a lot about a person by seeing who they admire and try to emulate. And when I've discussed this with others in the past, many times the response is to deny that such a thing is reality. They especially don't want to admit that they are emulating or mimicking someone else. But I'm convinced that it's true of every last one of us. I believe that people are a little bit individual and a whole lot imitation. And I believe Scripture bears this out. And by the way, I don't mean this as an insult. I don't deny that it's true of myself, as I just said. I think that all of us have our individuality, but that most of what we do and think and how we live is a combination of our imitation or attempt at duplication of something that we've seen or learned from others, and most of the time we do so even if it's not conscious in our forefront of our mind, we choose to do it. And again, I didn't just arrive at the conclusion that I've made based on my own opinion of the matter. I see this in the Bible over and over, and that is actually what we're taught to do in Scripture. We're told that the Christian should look to biblical examples to follow, according to Paul, for example, as he explains Old Testament accounts, and he says in 1 Corinthians 10:11, "Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." Paul even points to himself in Philippians 3:17, saying, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample." And Paul says point blank in 1 Corinthians 4:16, "Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me." Why would Paul say that? Because God the Holy Spirit breathed those words and moved Paul to write them. God wanted us to understand that mimicking and imitating and emulating His apostle was a key to living the Christian life. And those who are truly the children of God will want to imitate and follow men of God. While, on the other hand, as our proverb again says, "The wicked desireth the net of evil men." Now that phrase, "the net of evil men," refers to their tactics and ways. The wicked want to learn the tricks of the trade, so to speak. They want to learn selfishness, scheming, and ways to get one up on others. They see the world as a dog-eat-dog world, and they want to be top dog. And while these wicked watch and learn the net of evil men, they ignore the biblical and personal examples that God has given to show them their end if they don't repent. As 2 Peter 2:6 says, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that should that after should live ungodly." You and I shouldn't desire the net of evil men. We should want to learn the ways of God and follow the ways of the men of God and women of God that we see and know of, and then to cast the net of the gospel, to bring in as many as will repent and believe the gospel. That's the net that we should desire, laying down our own selfish desires and interests and following the example that Jesus gave in His own life of sacrifice, as explained in 1 Peter 2:21, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in His steps." Follow Christ, follow Paul as he followed Christ, and don't follow the wicked.